student of voice or choice in a lesson. So often we'll do like different types of read alouds. Mm-hmm. So for example, if we did a read aloud on birds, and we would start with like a KWL chart. Mm-hmm. So what do they already know? Then from the book, what did they learn? And then after that, it's like any wonderings they have. Mm-hmm. And so if anything comes from there, if they seem really interested, then we would start trying to plan an inquiry about that, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Depending on your, like the type of kids, some kids don't have a lot of background experience. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's a matter of maybe introducing two or three things and then maybe taking votes or mm-hmm. making graphs to tie the math in and then see what one they're most interested in. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of that with dramatic play. Oh, so nice. That's another way.
So there's sort of some integration as well in terms of...
Yeah, with the math.
The math and arts.
Yeah, so like last week in there... So we've been talking about measuring in math with mm-hmm. non-standard units. So last week we measured birds in the Science Center mm-hmm. to tie both together.
Okay.
And they had to record like how long each bird was or how mm-hmm. tall or high. So yeah, there's that. I don't know. Yeah, just listening to them in play. Like one of our students was really interested in space and we had the solar eclipse. So mm-hmm. we did a whole thing about space.
Observations.
Yeah. Observations, introducing topics and then seeing if they have wonderings about them and kind of letting them lead where mm-hmm. it goes from there. Mm-hmm. I think that's for student choice or voice. That one. Highlight creativity into learning.
Oh, that's actually curiosity.
Oh, curiosity.
Yeah.
So same thing, like you would put something, like in the past, we've just put something in the Science Center. Mm-hmm. So 1 year it was tadpoles. Mm-hmm. Just put it out and see if they go there, mm-hmm. see if they look, see what they say. Mm-hmm. And then, so putting things out that might interest them mm-hmm. and seeing what comes out of that, mm-hmm. that's another way.
So it's kind of like a step-by-step process.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like reading a type of read aloud mm-hmm. and see if something sparks their interest mm-hmm. in that or their curiosity. Mm-hmm. So I think
back to the wonderings.
Yeah. That's nice. So basically that is putting materials out and seeing what they are interested in.
Mm-hmm. Stop. Thank you.
Strategies, resources, principles. Yeah. So resources is a lot of like teacher pay teacher stuff. Mm-hmm. So we have like all of this stuff is from it's called Little Learner Science.
Little Learner Science.
Yeah, and it's a whole program and she has like all sorts of units. Mm-hmm. So birds, she had a space one, that sort of thing. Just different read alouds and books. Is this one like how you find them or where you get them? Principles, theories, values, tips and tricks. Well, tips and tricks for books is Value Village thrift stores.
Oh, nice.
I've gotten like almost all of my books mm-hmm. at the thrift stores, mm-hmm. so that's always helpful because you don't want to spend too much money.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's a matter of collecting stuff wherever you can find it, right? Mm-hmm. Like those things for the beaks was from my husband's fish tackle box.
Wow.
So I'm like, just doing that. And then within centers... So same thing, just trying to find play-based things that will interest them.
Okay.
So like when we were talking about Earth Day and recycling, we actually had a center where they were sorting paper, plastic, mm-hmm. but we made it fun by turning it into a center for them to play at. The Beaks is another one.
And where do you get those ideas or where do you get
those? Yeah, so same. So it's usually a lot of, I follow a lot of kindergarten teachers on Instagram mm-hmm. who post a lot of different ideas. Mm-hmm. So I get that. Again, teacher pay teacher, a lot mm-hmm. of resources from that. Talking to other teachers on staff and mm-hmm. seeing what they're doing. Going. That's another good one. Mm-hmm. Always talking with your team, mm-hmm. internet, and teacher pay teachers, mostly where I get my ideas. Yeah. And then, of course, tying that all back to the curriculum.
My sort of like last questions. Mm-hmm. I noticed how you printed two different sets of mm-hmm. activities.
Oh, yeah. So that's, differentiating, right? Mm-hmm. So different levels for different kids. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for the year one, they would draw a picture of the nest they built. Mm-hmm. Whereas, and what I would teach them with that, like what I'm trying to teach with that is, in science, it has to be what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not your imagination. So if you didn't build a purple nest, you're not going to color it purple. You're going to color brown. So just trying them to get the idea to them that when you're recording stuff in science, it has to be accurate.
Okay.
Whereas if you're writing a story, it can be whatever you want. Mm. And then, for the SKs who are ready, they draw the picture and then write about it. Mm. And then it's whatever. And then also differentiating a lot for the year ones, they'll draw their picture and then I'll have them orally tell me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll write down what they say. So I'm still getting their thinking.
Okay.
But because they're not ready to write it, I ask them orally. And I would do that with the second years as well. Give them the chance to write something and then give me more with your
talking. There's a lot of opportunities for them to be successful.
Yes. Yeah, and you want to hit where they're at. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, doing a lot of that. And then too, like, I guess if they're not interested in what we're doing, trying to find other things that that or other parts, like a lot of the kids maybe weren't into the birds, but they really liked the measuring, so that. And sometimes, to be honest, I ask them to, like, the nest, they all have to build a nest. Sometimes it's, there's no choice, right? So a lot, most of the time it's choice, but and even the curiosity too, we brought the nest in, we showed them the real nest, we let them hold it, pictures of the different nests, videos are great, like YouTube is a wealth of resources, but also having books. Yeah, so all that kind of stuff to foster.
Nice.
Yeah.
My last question, how about inclusivity and diversity?
Oh, yeah, that part.
And equity, how do you incorporate those in not just science, but as
overall in the classroom? Yeah, so we do a lot of getting to know the kids at the beginning of the year. We do family projects, and some of those help us to get to know the families. So know where they're coming from, what their traditions are. At Christmas, we did one. What do you celebrate? So we know all the different things, different types of read alouds that show different kinds of people, right? So Julian is a mermaid, where the boy likes to dress up, and the Proud is Blue, where it's about the special headdress that they wear, that kind of stuff. So tying in all different read alouds that show different kinds of people, getting to know the families. What else do we do? Oh, I have a whole answer for this. And I'm drawing a blank.
So kind of like, a lot of what I, a lot of the things that I hear is, you mentioned read aloud so many times, and getting the proper resources that have like, the culture that they have, they have. In terms of the read aloud materials and content.
And getting to know the kids, and getting and letting them know that this is a safe place. Everybody's welcome. You can come to me for any problems or issues you have. Setting up the room in a way that is welcoming. And if you are dysregulated, you know, you have places to go. We have quiet corner, chill zone, that kind of thing.
Nice.
A lot of the emotional coaching that we do. We have a program in the Hamilton board, Learn, Disrupt, Rebuild.
Learn, Disrupt, Rebuild.
Yeah, that has a lot of lessons on equity, diversity. So we did one on different types of families. We read the Todd Parr book.
Is this part of the PD? Or
part of the what?
About PD? Or is it something that is just in the website?
It's in, so we had a bit of PD on it, but it's just a program. You go on the hub, and it's a whole set of lessons for the whole year, talking about all these different topics.
I think I did that. In the beginning of the...
I'm sure you would know it. So yeah, we do a lot of lessons from there, and just we talked about different families, and then they could draw different families, and you know, maybe their friend's family and their family, and how is your family same, different, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Last ones. I don't know if you're from. Comfortable just introducing yourself or your name or how long you've been in the field, kind of thing.
I'm Kathy Horton. I've been a teacher for 25 years.
Wow.
Taught kindergarten for 14.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's my 14th year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you you've taught from K to 6?
Yeah,
well?
I've taught grade 2 is the other grade I've done a lot of. I had a year of grade 5.
Not yet.
And that's it, I think. Grade 5, 2, and kinder. Yeah. And then I did a lot of like prep coverage. Yeah, so I taught music, phys ed, drama. Yeah, I did a lot of that too. So
nice, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate that. Those are very